ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden told graduates at historically black Morehouse College in Atlanta they may wonder if democracy works for them as he referenced domestic troubles.
Insurrectionists who storm the Capitol with Confederate flags are called patriots by some. Not in my house.
President was met with some silent protesters who stood and turned their backs during his speech, upset with U.S. support for Israel during its ongoing war with Hamas. The status of Iran's president, Ibrahim Raisi, is still unknown. Iranian state media said his helicopter suffered a hard landing near the border with Azerbaijan. His official Instagram page has urged people to pray for his safety. 90-year-old Ed Dwight, who was once supposed to be the first black astronaut, finally made it to space, spending 10 minutes in space as he took off aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket. This is ABC News. More electric cars on the roads as some states dealing with a cash crunch because their gas tax revenues are getting smaller.
States like California rely on the gas tax to maintain its roads, but as electric vehicles grow in popularity, revenues are falling. The state's now considering instituting a mileage tax instead. Lauren Prohoda with Caltrans says people would report their mileage using a built-in GPS system or by submitting a photo of their odometer.
Everyone has different levels of comfort when we're managing our data between efficiency and privacy.
A six-month pilot program set to begin in June. The legislature would have to approve any permanent changes. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
City of Kyle, Texas fell short in its bid to break the world record for the most people with the same name in the same place. 2,325 Ivans were in the same Bosnian town in 2017, but only 706 Kyles turned up for the attempt yesterday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 72 degrees at 12:03. Look for partly sunny and mild conditions today with the highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely tonight by midnight or so, possibly a thunderstorm, low 56. Rain and a few thunderstorms tapering down by midday tomorrow with peaks of sun later on with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature once again is 72 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to remind everyone that May is Older Americans Month. During Older Americans Month, we call on state and federal lawmakers to show they value older adults and those who serve them by advancing policies to ensure providers have the trained staff and resources to keep older adults connected to the people and services that help them thrive. Lawmakers should support efforts to expand the aging services workforce. This is critical to ensure access to care across the aging services continuum. State and federal lawmakers should provide resources to expand access to learning opportunities and implement innovative training models to grow the aging services workforce now. Help give hope and dignity to our senior citizens. Please let your state and federal lawmakers know you expect their support for older Americans during the month of May and every month.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bockler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 6 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, May 19th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. A quick-moving severe storm moved through the area last night. Heavy rain, hail, and lightning were reported in the Five Points and Boaz areas. There was heavy rain on the north side of Richland Center. Richland Electric Cooperative reported a power outage at the Boaz substation last night after the storm moved through, which affected around 900 members. Officials at the choir concert at Richland Center High School had to use emergency power for lights and sound because of the wide area power loss. REC also reported that crews replaced a power pole that had been struck by lightning in the heavy storm last night. A former Richland Center resident has found herself in a prestigious minority. Joanne Potter, 72, of Milwaukee, is graduating with a bachelor's degree at UW-Milwaukee. After living in Richland Center for more than 20 years, Joanne moved back to Milwaukee in 2020. After getting settled in 2022, she decided to go back to college to finish her degree. Not only is she is graduating as the oldest student to ever graduate from the Honors College.
Right around graduation time, somebody somewhere realized that I was the oldest person ever to graduate from Honors College. And that makes a lot of sense. Not only is Honors College one of the newer part of the universities, although it's been around a while, it's smaller than a lot of the other colleges. And they usually get their students through recruitment out of high schools from their honors students. And not many people, well, nobody who is that old takes classes at the Honors College.
Not knowing the prerequisite for the Honors College, Joanne found herself interested in what it had to offer.
I looked at the catalog and said, wow, these are like the coolest classes at the university because they were very different. They were multidisciplinary. They were 15 students or less. They were all taught as seminars rather than lots of tests and quizzes and all the other things that many other courses make you do. It was writing papers. And I'm like, well, I can do that. And I loved the subject matter. So I just walked into Honors College one day and into an office where there was an unbusy counselor, and I just went, okay, can I enroll?
Meeting with the counselor, she learned how important your first semester of college can be, even if it is 55 years later.
It wasn't my age that was the problem. The problem was that you have to keep a certain grade point average. And by the time you graduate, you have to be a cum laude graduate. And so, you know, my first year of college was not stellar, and my grade point average was not great. And so she did the math and said, oh, yeah, you can do it, and we will let you enroll. But you need to be aware of the fact that you need to get A's all the way through in order to graduate with your honors degree. And I'm like, oh, I can do that. I wasn't thinking, but I did, and I'm really glad I did.
Potter said going back to school wasn't as different as she thought it would be.
I remembered when I was 20 and what things were like back then. And I remembered that we had this saying, don't trust anybody over 30. And we were joking. We really meant it. And we treated older people pretty shabbily. And I kind of expected that from current students. And I was completely wrong. What happened was the students now just welcome me with open arms. As long as somebody is interested in them, willing to listen and kind of join in the fray, they're inclusive and delightful. And I made lots of friends, and it wasn't even all that hard.
Students graduating with Potter started their college education during the COVID-19 pandemic. She feels that made a difference in the way students approach their education.
Their first year was all online. So they missed all that interaction, which was hurt. I mean, it made a big difference in how they approached their learning. But they made it. Okay, they made it through, and then things started to normalize, and they realized that we need each other. And that part was really rewarding, is to watch how they made that transition. And the other thing that happened, I think, is that when I came back, I was walking around campus, and I'm thinking, okay, I know this was a long time ago, but this place feels really familiar. There's something about it that feels familiar, and it didn't have anything to do with the geography or the buildings or anything else. It had to do with a feeling, and it took a while to figure out what it was. But when I did figure it out, it was the whole idea that the students who were going to school right then were present in a time of change. And that change was going to be their responsibility.
Her status as a senior graduate went viral, which she says kind of surprised her. But she doesn't want the focus to be on her.
I run out of time to do as much as I would have liked to, because the purpose of all this is to get some visibility, not so much for me, but for the amazing students that I met and what kids in college are really like. Because they don't get a very good rap. You know, I was even thinking about this morning about the encampment at UWM. I mean, of course, that was in the news. And, you know, in 1969, all our protests were violent. I mean, it was nasty. And this one began in peace. It was conducted peacefully. I mean, I went by it every day for class, and they were nice people. You sit and talk to them, and it was great. And it dismantled in peace. And I'm like, that's the difference. You know, we're not giving this generation the credit it deserves. And if there's some way that I can be an ambassador for them, I'm going to take every opportunity that I can.
Joanne Potter will receive a degree in philosophy following a 2-week study abroad in London. Following the class in London, she will treat herself to a trip home by sailing back on the Queen Mary. A baccalaureate service will be held for the graduating seniors of the Richland Center High School tonight at 7:30 in the RCHS auditorium. Dr. Aaron Zoria, a professor of history at UW-Platteville and previously at the UW-Richland, will be the main speaker. The evening will also feature 4 high school seniors speaking. They are Clara Shannon, Thomas Honer, Allison Unbehan, and Teague Perkins. Music under the direction of Liz Niemeyer will be provided by a volunteer choir accompanied by Dr. Dale Sinnott. The Ministerial Association will also award a $300 scholarship to one of the seniors in attendance. The public is welcome to attend the Richland Center Baccalaureate service tonight at 7:30. And the American Red Cross is asking you to give blood or platelets during the Trauma Awareness Month in May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusions needs, including emergencies. 3 opportunities to donate will be held this week. The first will be tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Reedsburg Recreation Center. The second will be held Wednesday from 9 to 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. And the third will be held on Thursday from 11:30 to 4:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. WRCO News time is 12:14. WRCO News continues right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 72 degrees at 12:16. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Combe Cemetery, located in Richwood Township. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to DavidBrentThompson.com/Combe, it would be from Tales of the Tombstone and What They Would Tell in the Richland Observer, August 9, 1956. It's called the Combe Cemetery. John Combe, the first white settler of what is now Richland County, came into this county in 1838, but he did not remain here long because the Indians were numerous and not at all friendly. Mr. Combe returned to the Muscatine area, but would come back 2 years later in 1840 to what is now the town of Richwood and would remain there until the time of his death. He set aside a site on his farm for cemetery purposes. Burials began as early as 1850 when James Carson was laid to rest. This plot of land, 2 or 3 acres, now known as the Combe Cemetery, was where sleep would be provided for John Combe, for members of his family, and many of the pioneer settlers of that section of the county. Among the names of these settlers that would appear and the stories that would be part, Richeson, Appleby, Powers, Jones, Wanick, Leffler, Hayward, Crandall, Dillon, and others. Civil War and World War veterans were laid to rest here. There are 3 flags in the Crandall lot where they're buried were 3 Civil War veterans, William, John, and Wilson Crandall, 3 brothers. 2 of the worthy pioneers of Richwood who would now lay to rest in Combe Cemetery was that of Joseph Elliott and his wife Mary. She was the former Mary F. Mulfamy. Mulfamy was the first person to teach school in Richland County according to its history. She came from Highland in 1848 and was hired to teach at the Orion Village School. The schoolhouse wasn't ready. It was a log affair but not completed, so she opened her first schoolhouse at the Captain John R. Smith home, and from there the village, on June 5, 1848, would hire her again to teach 3 months at $23 a month. Because she was a good teacher, they employed her for a second term in 1849. Following the marriage in 1851, they resided in Orion for a time and then moved to Port Andrew, where Mr. Elliott began to keep a store in 1859 and continued until 1874, when they settled on a farm at the east limits of the village of Port Andrew. John Combe, the first pioneer, who settled in Richland County, is also buried in the cemetery where his name bears that. His wife, Sarah, Miss Combe, who was married in May of 1849 to Sarah Palmer, a native of Kentucky, who came to Richland County with her parents in 1848. Much has been written about Mr. and Mrs. Combe in the past. They were a worthy and honorable couple. They raised a fine family of 7 children, all who have now passed to their reward, but their grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren who were of these pioneers are still living on the very same land. Listen next week for the history of Richland County on Memorial Day activities in Wisconsin.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCL News Time is 12:21. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Sunday, May 19th. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Mill Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Pine Valley Foundation. Survivors of Keith Deckert include his wife, Myra, 7 children, Ken and Jane Deckert of Scales Mound, Illinois, Rita Jenkins of McFarland, Robert and Helen Deckert, Paul and Therese Deckert, Ron and Cindy Deckert, Beverly and Len Milkey, Pam and Jim Spencer, all of Richland Center. Adopted daughter, Gina Hansen, 25 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center. Jacob Carl Jake Lynchide, 80, of Muscadet, died May 11th at Eden Brook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sport team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jake Lynchide is survived by his wife, Beth, two children, Kelly and Dale Manning of Plymouth, and Jay and Stacy Lynchide of Reedsburg. Four grandchildren, one brother, Jerry Lynchide of Richland Center, one sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, two sisters-in-law, Mary and John Franklin, and Nancy Powell, all of Monona. One brother-in-law, Terry and Chris Powell of Des Moines, Iowa, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jacob Carl Jake Lynchide, 80, of Muscadet. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Ed McLaren is survived by his life partner, Joy Deal of Soldiers Grove, two children, Robert Lee and Carrie McLaren of Iowa, and Barbara Jean McLaren of Soldiers Grove. Seven grandchildren, one brother, Perry McLaren of Iowa, one sister, Deborah Hedberg of Soldiers Grove, and many other relatives and friends. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Bird, Jr., 67, of Hillsboro, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Bob Byrd is survived by his wife, Anne, daughter, Stephanie and Jacob Board, two granddaughters, his sister, Stella and Kevin Walker, a niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and several cousins and special friends. Robert Bob Bird, Jr., 67, of Hillsboro. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church Friday from 5 to 7. Judy Klingeman is survived by three children, Jason and Cindy Klingeman, Christy and Jeff Hodson, and Kevin and Donna Klingeman. Seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, two sisters, Carol and Paul Sainsbury, and Karen and Lamon Hornby. Two sisters-in-law, Lorreen Barry and Elgina Sophie Smith. Two brothers-in-law, Leroy Barkley and Norman Davis, and many nieces and nephews. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville.
new windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Sunday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a nice tranquil day across the region so far, but we're watching carefully to the west with areas of showers and thunderstorms breaking out around Kansas, Nebraska, western Iowa, with some lighter showers up in the Dakotas and Minnesota. That whole system will be sliding east and should bring us some rain tonight, off and on into tomorrow, probably even a few thunderstorms. The day that we really need to pay attention to the skies will be Tuesday, as there is a pretty high chance of severe weather across the Midwest, including here in southwest Wisconsin, as a powerful low-pressure system sweeps in from the southwest, ushering in warm, humid air. Lots of wind energy swirling around this, so we could have high winds with any thunderstorms, large hail, torrential rainfall, frequent lightning, and even the possibility of some tornadoes. So again, please check in for updates. Once that whole system pulls out, it will be much cooler and breezy heading into Wednesday, and then a slow warming trend after that. Here's your forecast for this afternoon. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. The wind light and variable. Showers likely by midnight or so tonight. Possibly a thunderstorm. Low 56. Tomorrow rain and a few thunderstorms tapering down by midday. Peaks of sun later on with a high of 77. Monday night mild with a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low at 60. Tuesday mostly cloudy, warm, humid, and breezy. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Some could be severe, especially in the afternoon to evening with a high of 81. Heading into Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Spotty light showers possible. Low in the mid-50s with highs in the mid-60s. Thursday mostly sunny, high near 71. Friday clouding up with another good chance of showers or thunderstorms by the afternoon, high 72. Saturday mostly cloudy, small chance of light rain with a high near 72. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 72 degrees after a morning low of 51. Yesterday's high was 87, and we received 0.02 inches of rain. Record high set back in 1972 is 92 degrees, with a record low of 31 set back in 2002. Last year's high was 64 with a low of 51. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:23, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:33. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
On this Memorial Day, we honor the courage and sacrifice of our fallen heroes who gave everything to defend our nation and its ideals. Their legacy will forever inspire us. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Scott's Industries, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Hackle Construction, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Richland County Telephone Directory.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
There was high school baseball action yesterday, and area games included Ithaca defeating River Valley by a score of 5-1. It was Columbus over Dodgeville by a score of 8-7. Seneca defeated Boscobel 10-0. It was Prairie du Chien over Lancaster 2-1, and Westby beat Cashton 12-5. There were a few doubleheaders yesterday as well. One doubleheader featured Monroe taking on Portage, and Monroe beat Portage in game one by a score of 5-1. And in the other game of that doubleheader, I don't have that score there. I thought I had that other one, but I can't. Oh, actually, here I found it. It was Portage defeating Monroe by a score of 8-1. In another doubleheader, it was Eau Claire North beating La Crosse Central by a score of 3-0. And this is a no copyright, no printing error. Also 3-0 in the game two, Eau Claire beat La Crosse Central. Also, Aquinas defeated Pacelli by a score of 9-0. And in the other game of that doubleheader, Aquinas beat Pacelli by a score of 5-0. And also, boys high school tournament playoff pairings were set up yesterday. The brackets were released over the weekend. And games that are going to be going on in the WIAA boys baseball tournament include in Division 4. Ithaca has a first round bye. They won't be playing until Tuesday, May 28th, and they'll play either Hillsboro or Cashton, who play on Thursday. Other teams that will be playing on Thursday in Division 4 include Weston, and they'll be hosting Kickapoo. It will be Waniwak Center at DeSoto. And Seneca will be hosting North Crawford. New Lisbon will be at Wazika Steuben, I should say. And also Brookwood will be hosting Lafarge Youth Initiative. Also receiving a first-round bye and not playing until Tuesday, May 28th, is Royal. In Division 3 action, it will be on Tuesday. Luther will be at Fenimore. It will be Melrose Mindoro at Prairie du Chien. Westby will be hosting Boscobel. It will be Darlington hosting Westfield. Lancaster will be at Mineral Point. And Cuba City will be hosting Dodgeville. Also on Tuesday in Division 2, it will be Wisconsin Dells at hosting, or it'll be Wisconsin Dells taking on Sauk Prairie. Richland Center will be hosting Portage. And that, no, take that back. Portage will be hosting Richland Center. So Richland Center will be at Portage on Tuesday in Division 2. And also, Adams Friendship will be at Mount Horeb. It will be Baraboo at Lodi. And then Platteville will be taking on River Valley. Also in boys action in Division II, it will be Onalaska taking on Toma, and Sparta will be taking on Altoona. In girls tournament action and softball tournament action, round two will be played on Tuesday, and games that will be played will be Royal against Pepin Alma. It'll be Lafarge against Ithaca, and that'll be held at Ithaca. Also on Tuesday, Seneca will be at Wanewoc Center. It will be Brookwood hosting Kickapoo, and DeSoto will be at Hillsboro. It will be Wazika Steuben at Judah Albany. Highland will be at, or Highland will be hosting Potosi Cassville. River Ridge will be at Barneveld in Division 5 action. In Division 4 in softball action, it will be Cashton hosting Luther on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Mineral Point will be hosting Wisconsin Heights. It will be Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Boscobel hosting Riverdale, and Argyle Blackhawk will be at Cuba City. In Division 3 action on Tuesday, Prairie du Chien will be hosting Westby. It will be Adams Friendship at Dodgeville. It will be also Lancaster at Westfield. And then Viroqua Youth Initiative will be at River Valley. And then also in Division 3 on Tuesday, it will be Arcadia at Arcadia hosting Elk Bound, and Aquinas hosting Stanley Boyd. And also in Division 2, it will be Mount Horeb hosting Sauk Prairie. It will be Wisconsin Dells hosting Reedsburg. Platteville will be at West Salem, and Portage will be hosting La Crosse Logan. And in Division 1 action, it'll be La Crosse Central hosting Wanakee, and then Toma won't be playing until Thursday. So they'll play the winner of the DeForest on Alaska game, which will be played on Tuesday. Home Talent League baseball action gets underway today, and games that will be played will be Cross Plains at Reedsburg, Dodgeville at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, and Argyle at Arena. William Contreras hit a go-ahead three-run homer off Justin Verlander in the fifth inning to give the Milwaukee Brewers a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros. The Brewers trailed by one when Joey Ortiz singled to start the fifth before Verlander walked Sal Frelick and Jack Centurio to load the bases. Milwaukee tied it when Ortiz scored on a sacrifice fly by Blake Perkins. There were two outs in the inning when Contreras sent Verlander's 13th pitch of the at-bat to center field to put the Brewers on top 4-1 and chase the three-time Cy Young Award winner. And today's game, the Brewers are looking to take that series, because that series is tied at one game apiece, and the Brewers will be playing at Houston, and first pitch will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:35. Elsewhere in baseball today, it'll be the Red Sox at the Cardinals, the Mariners at the Orioles, the Phillies will be hosting the Nationals, the Yankees will be hosting the White Sox, the Rays will be at the Blue Jays, the Mets at the Marlins, the Twins at the Guardians, Royals will be hosting the Athletics, the Cubs will be hosting the Pirates, it'll be the Angels at the Rangers, the Rockies at the Giants, the Dodgers will be hosting the Reds, the Tigers will be at the Diamondbacks, and in the Sunday night baseball game, Padres will be at the Braves. P.J. Washington Jr. made two free throws before an intentional miss with 2.5 seconds left, lifting the Dallas Mavericks to a 117-116 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Dallas moved on in the Western Conference Finals for the second time in three seasons. Washington was followed by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on a three-point attempt after Chet Holmgren put the Thunder in front 116-115 with a dunk. The Thunder could only get a desperation shot from well past half court after Washington's missed free throw following two makes for a one-point lead. Dallas trailed by 17 in the second half. Luka Doncic had 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, and Gilgeous-Alexander scored 36 points. Also in NBA playoff action going on today, it will be the Pacers at the Knicks, and the series is tied at three games apiece. And also, it'll be the Timberwolves at the Nuggets, and that series is tied at three games apiece. One of the lead attorneys in a class action antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA says settlement talks are progressing well. A deadline looms next week for the NCAA and major conferences to agree to a deal that could cost billions in damages and set up a groundbreaking revenue-sharing system with college athletes. Steve Berman, a Seattle-based attorney for the plaintiffs, would not confirm details of the possible agreement, but told AP a settlement could create a new framework for paying college athletes that he believes could withstand other antitrust challenges. And the spring transfer portal window is closed in college football, and several teams made huge upgrades. Mississippi coach Lane Kiffin has built a contender for the first year of the 12-team college football playoff. Miami went hard to boost its chances in year three under Mario Cristobal. Ohio State's portal class was high in quality. Oregon added another experienced quarterback. Kalen DeBoer's best pickup at Alabama have been a lineman who came back. And at Colorado, coach Deion Sanders is reloading again with a host of new arrivals. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
100.9 WRCO.
As a child, I can't run this race believing I might lose. Still so much to see and so much left to do. Yes, I'll fall before I fly, but no one can say I never tried. Lucky I have been to hold the ones I love and share my dreams with them. All those sunny days and all those starry skies, good morning kisses and sweet good nights. Oh, I can't tell.
Don't love nobody.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Scott, and I am a 7th grade student at Ithaca Middle School. To me, sources of strength means to help others and make them feel loved and wanted. My sources of strength are family and friends and physical health.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm and Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Space or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. If that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong.